The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 144 of the Bible Podcast. We have had a lot of episodes come out since our last YouTube recording. If you are watching this on YouTube, hey, how are you? I have done a lot of episodes on our podcast audio only, and only, I think, one or two on YouTube. But we're going to go ahead and pick up right now with this episode, and we're going to get up to episode 150, and then we're going to make our shift into our summer content schedule, which is going to look a little bit different. So just hang on and sit tight for those updates as they come out. We're going to go ahead and finish up our episode for today, and tomorrow is going to wrap up God is Our Family. And that is a topic that we have been talking about the past few episodes. And that lands us today in Deuteronomy chapter 26. We are going to go ahead and read out of the NLT for today's Bible reading. And that is going to be in verse 1. Harvest offerings and tithes. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump in it. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there, put some of the first produce from each crop you harvest into a basket and bring it to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, "With this gift, I acknowledge to the Lord your God that I have entered the land he swore to our ancestors he would give us." The priest will then take the basket from your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. You must say in the presence of the Lord your God, "My ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean who went to live as a foreigner in Egypt. His family arrived few in number, but in Egypt they became a large and mighty nation. When the Egyptians oppressed and humiliated us by making us their slaves, we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard our cries and saw our hardship, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and powerful arm. With overwhelming terror and with miraculous signs and wonders, he brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And now, O Lord, I have brought you the first portion of the harvest you have given me from the ground. Then place the produce before the Lord your God and bow to the ground and worship before him. Afterward, you may go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given you and your household. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living amongst you in celebration. Every third year, you must offer a special tithe of your crops. In this year of this special tithe, you must give your tithes to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, so that they will have enough to eat in your towns. Then you must declare in the presence of the Lord your God, "I have taken the sacred gift from my house and have given it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, just as you commanded me. I have not violated or forgotten any of your commands. I have not eaten any of it while mourning. I have not handled it while I was ceremonially unclean, and I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God and have done everything you commanded me. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey." A call to obey the Lord's commands, verse 16. Today, the Lord your God has commanded you to obey all these decrees and regulations, so be careful to obey them wholeheartedly. You have declared that today the Lord is your God, and you have promised to walk in his ways, and to obey his decrees, commands, and regulations, and to do everything he tells you. The Lord has declared today that you are his people, his own special treasure, just as he promised, and that you must obey all his commands. And if you do, he will set you high above all the other nations he has made. Then you will receive praise, honor, and renown. You will be a nation that is holy to the Lord your God, just as he promised. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, what do these sets of verses have to do with God being our family? And I want to just emphasize the point that God protects us and he provides for us. And we have to be obedient to his callings, his nudges, his promptings. So when he's telling us to do things and we do them, that he blesses us, he prospers us, he sends us into that land of milk and honey. If you are the foreigner, the orphan, the widow, the poor, he takes care of you, the foreigner. He takes care of you and puts people in place to help provide for you. The Lord provides for all of us. And it's important to think back on the things that God did for you and to remember your history with God. Because when you take that time looking back, you can see the history that you have with the Lord and use those testimonies to help build up your faith when you're going through a tough time. And if you feel like you haven't done anything and you've been away from me, God, I want you to look and look deeper to see what the truth is behind those lies. And because you are alive and breathing, if nothing else, he has sustained you. But also, where have you been lacking maybe in some obedience? Because this chapter here, Deuteronomy 26, it's very clear. You do these things and you obey and I prosper you. And look at all the ways that I prosper you. And I promised these things to your ancestors and you're reaping the rewards because they were obedient to what I said. And now you're being obedient to what I've told you to do. And you are going into that land that's flowing with milk and honey. So it's just important to take that time to know that God is our Father. He is our Father, our protector, our provider. He does these things for us. He helps us and nurtures and cares for us and our family and our generations that come after us. And our response is simply be obedient. It might not always be easy, but it is simple. Be obedient to the Lord and what he's telling you to do. So that's the episode for today. I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for being here as a part of the audience for the Bible Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube and if you're here on the audio version, then hey, so glad that you tuned back into the show. I know we've been on hiatus for a while, but we are going to come back for the next few episodes and until we get to episode 150, and then we're going to hit into our summer shift. So hope you guys have a great day and a great time, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.